Unbelievable, but true. Next month in October, it will be 3 years that I've been out here on the podcast platform, sharing energy in a variety of ways. Challenging times right now. The purpose of this entire show is to elevate whoever happens to stop by. Sometimes I'm funny and sometimes I am serious. You are in season 5 right now. This is episode number 4. Challenging times. I'm Maria. This is the Strong Body, Strong Soul show. And it is my honor, my privilege to be able to share this episode with you. My nephew, Xavier Tan, he is in San Diego and he is struggling with a serious illness right now. I'm sending positive love and prayers to Xavier and his entire family as they struggle with pediatric brain cancer. I'm going to be reading an article from the San Diego Union Tribune for you guys right now. And I ask for your prayers. If you are not in the mood for serious content, please choose another episode. Next week, we will be back to silly stuff. But right now, I feel a huge responsibility to use my voice out here in the world to bring awareness to this situation. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you so very much. Hello, everybody. How are you? I have a friend. When we first met in high school, I told a Polish joke. She is very Polish. Her family's from Poland. She spit on me. I'm not even kidding you. She spit on me. And we became best friends after that. Sometimes you just need somebody to kind of jar you in your life, shift your perspective a little bit. I'm going to read you this article. My friend Alina Tan, she's about the same age as I am. We have kids. She has 3 kids. I don't know if you have kids or not. You may remember bringing them home from the hospital, thinking, wow, will they survive the night? Every day at the beginning, wondering if you're doing things right. What are we going to do without the hospital staff to help us? If you don't have kids, I want you to hear this episode and I want you to just feel some empathy, perhaps, for your own parents as they worried for your safety, your very life. Alina's kids are ages 26, 23, and 18. Her youngest son, Xavier, was about to start his sophomore year at UC Irvine right now. He loves film production. We're all praying that we'll be able to see him create magic out here in the world. But right now, I think that my voice on this podcast is meant to help raise awareness for various topics in the world. But right now I'm going to be talking about glioma. That's a brain cancer that affects kids, usually between the ages of 5 and 10. That's why Xavier's case is a little unusual. I'm going to go ahead and I can't keep it together myself and explain it to you. So I'm going to read the San Diego Union Tribune article for you guys. Xavier, they've set up a GoFundMe account. This is Xavier right here. It's a GoFundMe account to help cover the costs of hospitalization, but also for research for the future, for other kids that may Suffer this. So, okay. San Diego Union Tribune. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put my glasses on right now. Public raises $75,000 in days for San Diego teen with rare brain cancer. UC Irvine sophomore Xavier Tan, age 18, was diagnosed with grade 4 glioma on August 24th. Oh, the article was published on September 10th. Devastating is the word Phil Tan uses to describe his 18-year-old son Xavier's recent diagnosis with a rare and incurable brain cancer. But another word he started using this past week is uplifting. Since the Tan family launched the Xavier Strong GoFundMe campaign on Saturday to raise money for Xavier's medical care, Phil Tan, my friend from college, said that they have been uplifted, surprised, overwhelmed, and grateful for the more than $75,000 that has poured in from more than 750 donors in 30 states. Besides the donations, the Tans have also received hundreds of messages, comments, and prayers from strangers who have been moved by Xavier's story. "We couldn't imagine dealing with this without all the support," Tan said. "The generosity that people are showing through this and other ways, like prayers and positive thoughts, is really helping us a lot, and we believe it's helping Xavier cope with his cancer. It's giving us hope for a miracle cure to happen." Xavier was released from ICU and has had to go back a couple of times for various procedures in the middle of the night for cranial fluid leaking and such. Jenny Perillo, a spokeswoman for GoFundMe, said she's not surprised at how quickly the Xavier Strong account took off. "People are capable of incredible empathy, and when given the chance, they'll do what they can to ease the financial burden for others," Perillo said. On August 24th, Xavier was diagnosed with a grade 4 pediatric glioma cancer. He underwent 2 emergency brain surgeries and has been recuperating at his family's home in Mission Hills since Monday, as he prepares for an aggressive regimen of radiation or chemotherapy. They're still trying to figure it out. By the way, as of today's reading of this article, it's over $100,000 that they've raised. Xavier's oldest sister, Camila Tan, 26, who has a master's degree in public health, said the family hopes he will be admitted to 1 or 2 clinical trials being conducted at Rady Children's Hospital. "They are hopeful, but they are also realistic. The disease is growing fast. It has no cure, and the long-term prognosis is cloudy. But as a religious Catholic family, the Tans are hoping for a miracle, and all of the prayers they've received from near and far are helping. It's like a huge hug from afar," said Camila, who lives in Los Angeles. "Xavier knows all about it. He looks at it, and he just keeps saying, 'Wow.' We have people in Hawaii and across the country praying for him. He's constantly in awe of how many people have rallied for him." Xavier is the youngest of Phil and Alina Tan's 3 children, including Camila and 22-year-old Casimir. Xavier was a star player on the varsity beach volleyball team at St. Augustine High School, and he played last year on the men's club volleyball team at UC Irvine, where he was scheduled to start his sophomore year later this month. He is an avid photographer with a goal of majoring in film and media studies, Camila said. "He's probably the kindest person I know on this planet. He has such a good, genuine, calm presence about him. Myself and Kaz would fight so much all of the time, and Xavier would just say, 'Let's all just calm down.'
He wants everybody to get along and be happy. He brings light and goodness wherever he goes. When Xavier came home from the spring and summer, Camila said her close-knit family noticed mild changes in him. He seemed less engaged and less energetic. His skin became pale and he started randomly vomiting in the morning and in the middle of the night. His parents took him to an urgent care clinic, but because he was exhibiting symptoms similar to COVID-19, he was sent home to quarantine for 14 days rather than be admitted for tests. Finally, in mid-August, his symptoms worsened, and he was admitted to Scripps Green Hospital, which later transferred him to Rady Children's Hospital, where brain cancer specialists diagnosed his glioma. Camila said glioma is a cancer that grows in the gluey, supportive cells that surround nerve cells. The particular type of glioma that Xavier has affects only 6.6 in 100,000 people. Phil Tan said it's the kind of random and horrible bad luck you read about but never expect to impact your own family. There's a special connection every parent has with each of their kids. It's hard to describe, but every parent knows this, and it really comes out when you get news like this. Tan said, I've been crying uncontrollably ever since. Alina is feeling the same way. Xavier's parents don't use or follow social media, so they weren't sure what to expect when their daughter decided to launch a GoFundMe campaign last weekend. Camila said she thought she might be able to raise $10,000 of her $35,000 goal, but was blown away when donations more than doubled her goal amount in just a few days. I know things can go viral very quickly, so I'm not surprised by the viral nature of it. However, I never expected it would have happened to my family, she said, with the GoFundMe. My family and I are really hopeful that we can improve Xavier's quality of life and give him the best chance of fighting the disease. He's such a wonderful person, and he absolutely deserves that. To donate to Xavier's GoFundMe account, I'll go ahead and put a link in the show notes here for you guys. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for, wow. Thank you.
I gotta tell you the truth, this was very difficult. Wow, my heart goes out to my friends, Phil and Alina, to the whole family. Prayers for Xavier. I want to ask all of you guys to please send prayers as Xavier enters the radiation part of his treatment. A miracle. A miracle is what we need. Xavier is such a light in this world, just like Camila said. Being on the podcast here reminds me what an awesome responsibility it is to raise awareness for serious topics like this. The human voice is so powerful. Prayer is so powerful. Uplift someone else today. Your homework today is to tell someone that you love them today. I'm going to go ahead and put a link to the article in the show notes here. I also want to let you know that I did record this episode live on Facebook, so I'll put a link to that as well. If you want to visit the Strong Body, Strong Soul page on Facebook, you are welcome to. And I will talk to you guys next week. Don't forget your homework. I love you. Bye-bye.